foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a twang, and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, how's a fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista, Fujiyama, Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archer, Steel, and Harry, shimmy, shimmy, Coco, poppin', Fats is back, and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stones, and a folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, casting now, I got the Shivers, Mungo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, Apollo, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper, got a ghost, who got a sweater, Leon Russell, give me Shelly, Miracles, and Smokey Bliss, slide guitars, a Fender, Bass, and Mushroom, Omelette, Bonnie Brown, the Wilson, Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio, life is a rock.
Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Kale, and ZZ Top, and LLB, and Dee Dee Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud, CC Rider, Edgar Winter, Junior Summers, Eyes of Monster, Connie, Thunder, Eric Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doo-Dah, Doo-Dah, Cool Vibrations, Elby, Ronda, Surfing Girl, Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS, and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump wrapping up a business roundtable on the second day of his India trip, where he and the Indian Prime Minister held their fifth meeting in just 9 months.
They said that they forged an even closer relationship than they have had before. They talked about increased military-to-military cooperation, cooperation in the fight against terrorism. A little bit more thorny issue, though, is what to do about trade.
Fox's John Roberts in New Delhi. Stock futures in the U.S. pointing up after the Dow's worst sell-off in 2 years on coronavirus fears.
The vast majority of cases are in China, but there's new concern about other countries. South Korea saying it intends to test more than 200,000 members of a church linked to an outbreak there.
Fox's Simon Owen. And former president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, has died, according to Egyptian state TV. He was 91. America's listening to Fox News.
Tuesday!
Fat Tuesday!
Tuesday!
Watch women flash their
for
Worthless Beats. Tuesday. See a drunk redneck take his shirt off.
And take on an entire fat house.
Tuesday. See a co-ed try to make out.
With a police horse.
Anyone could get a lower back tattoo they'll regret for the rest of their life on Sunday.
But that wouldn't be as fun as doing it on
Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Be there.
Happy Fat Tuesday to you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So the showers have now moved to southeast Alabama, so I'm going to take the mention of showers out of our forecast. Although we did have some good rains during the night. I had about 2 tenths during the night, and my total in East Montgomery, 0.80. You had 0.85?
Yeah.
In Arrowhead?
Very consistent, though.
Yeah. The airport had a little bit less. The airport had about a 0.60. So mostly cloudy, relatively mild today, with a high temperature up to about 69 behind front number one. Colder overnight, low 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day, front number two arrives. I suppose there could be an isolated shower. I have the rain chances under 20%. But the Arctic front moves through with a high tomorrow of 59, sharply colder Wednesday night, low 31, raw day Thursday, 49 at best, but the winds will make it seem colder. Maybe 29 by dawn Friday morning. Ouch. Another reinforcing cold front by Friday evening. So that makes Saturday chilly and Saturday night cold. Sunday's warmer. Right now this morning, west winds at 4 miles per hour. Temperature is 60 at 607.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know, we talk about, when we say MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, we talk about the gold standard. And really, I mean, that's what really sums it up. They've been in business for over 35 years. In the paint and body business, if you're in business for more than 35 years, you've got to be doing something right. And they are meticulous. That's another great word. Their attention to detail is amazing. Greg often tells the story about when Donnie spots a little piece of soot or something on the door. He said, wait a minute. He goes up there and wipes it off. That's the way they are. They care about not only the damage you see, the damage you don't see behind behind that panel or under the chassis. We keep them in mind when you have a mishap. Doesn't have to be an accident. Could be what I call a boo-boo, quote-unquote. Their phone number's easy, 27-REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Certain customers, like me, knew them in their old location off the Northeastern Bypass. They're going to be around for many more years to come. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
It's Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday.
It's Mardi Gras time.
Hooray! It's Mardi Gras.
Is it Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras. That means Lent starts.
What the hell is Lent?
People give up things for the 40 days of Lent.
Mardi Gras, eh?
Mardi's gonna be like Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras is
showtime!
I had to remove a naughty word from this. So it's the 20th of February. It's Fat Tuesday. I guess I'm supposed to be excited about that.
I went through the whole first 4 hours of my day without even thinking about it.
I'm just not feeling it at all.
Yeah? You know, you have to fast at, not fast at midnight. What is it? I guess you stop everything. You get into Lent, right? It becomes Lent at midnight, right?
I thought you only had to pick one thing that you were going to give up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I haven't done that yet. I meant they roll up the streets at midnight in New Orleans and in Mobile. I mean, they literally, that's it.
Nothing?
Lent begins.
Wow.
Yes.
Considering what goes on before they roll up the streets, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, and you put your clothes back on and
turning
stuff.
New Orleans into Mayberry at midnight. The Kobe Bryant Memorial was last night. I didn't know much about it. The Grim Weeper was the MC. That would be Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And we have a clip from that.
Okay.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother.
Hey, did you hear that actually some of the networks carried that?
Well, they carried it live, and so, you know, guess what?
Yeah. Well, you won't hear mother on this show.
not
we don't care who's gone.
It's not until the third hour.
All right, our most electrifying story of the day is coming up. It's a heart warmer. You want to miss that.
It's a heart murmur?
Warmer.
Oh.
Warmer. It's hard to say heart warmer without saying heart warmer.
It's not like you were saying Dean Wormer.
We're going to hear from Bernie and his fairy godmother-esque approach to winning the Democratic nomination. Big day yesterday for one Harvey Weinstein. He was expecting to be released, awaiting a new trial or whatever. No, they sent him.
Did you hear that he's in the hospital for heart pains this morning? All right, chest pains?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tragic tragedy if there ever
when
was.
When you're one of the richest... One of the richer men in the country, and you're thinking of going to Rikers Prison.
Harvey, are you really feeling it?
B-S.
And has fake all over it. 11 minutes after 6, here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A search is underway for a man wanted for attempted murder in Lowndes County. Authorities say Justin Lawrence shot a woman in the chest and stomach Friday night on Harry Road. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Public School leaders are responding to a newly released audit showing $700,000 missing. They say that new policies and procedures are in place to keep this from happening again. Meanwhile, the Montgomery County Commission will hold a public hearing tonight on a proposed ad valorem tax increase for Montgomery Public Schools. That tax would be applied to properties in Montgomery County, but not in the city limits of Pike Road. The meeting is tonight at 5 at the Montgomery County Commission on South Lawrence Street. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up. At
13. Aromatics,
The unforgettable fragrance, Conviction. Over 30 years in the making, it's overpowering, scandalous, coercive, intimidating, barbaric, with a hint of disgust. Conviction. 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 Now available in the Rikers Island gift shop next to the soap on a rope.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Are you ready for this? Brace yourselves, boys.
Hey.
This is big. This is big. Mrs. Dash is now a single woman.
Who's Mrs. Dash again?
Following a 37-year union since the salt-free seasoning product first hit the stores in 83, the brand is back on the market, but it's no longer Mrs. Dash because we must be woke now, says B&G Foods. The spring, the salt-free brand will reintroduce itself by the shorter name Dash. In a statement, Dash's parent company said the updated moniker captures the salt-free seasoning's line ability to quickly and easily add salt-free flavor to any dish.
What a bunch of crap.
What?
What a bunch of crap.
That's what I thought you said. They also plan to release a new blend called Everything But the Salt, offering the delicious flavor of everything bagels.
So Dash was off the market for a few years. Is that what you're telling me?
I never noticed because I can only remember buying it one time because it was advertised on TV like the be all end all. But I didn't find it a particularly useful seasoning. But for those of you who are used to the Mrs. in Dash, the Mrs. has been divorced from the last name.
Well, so they're just calling it Dash.
Dash.
Oh, okay.
The preceding was brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Didn't that used to be a detergent, too?
Yeah.
Remember? Dash?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah?
Are we remembering something that didn't happen?
Yeah.
It sounds like there was, but I'm not sure. Can anybody listen?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I'm doing the Google.
Dishwasher detergent Dash, named Dash. Sure there was. I'm positive.
I'm inclined to agree with you. Oh, that's a very...
Yep, there it is. It's, it's dishwasher. Yeah. Dash.
Well, what do you know?
Once again, repeating. There it is. Oh, yeah. Sure, I remember that logo.
Yeah, Dash.
There you go. It looks like Tide. I mean,
But for your dishes. Oh, well, here, maybe this is more... Does that help?
Oh, that's it.
Dash for dishes.
Yeah.
I got to find the old box of
Dash for clothes.
I was showing them the pods.
Yeah.
But I had to go back to, like, I don't know what year that
pods
was.
Pods are tasty, too.
That's 1960s vintage box of Dash.
If you go on TikTok, all the kids are eating Dash.
Now, let's look up Dash seasoning.
I got a TikTok video to show you.
Oh, look. Look at you. You are so hip.
I am.
You're so together. What's the latest?
It's using rice to illustrate the difference between $1 million and $1 billion.
Oh.
And I think it's brilliant because I don't think people really understand. These words are tossed around, but people can't conceptualize. Will that post yes, I guess it will. I haven't quite figured out how to navigate TikTok yet. not as good as you do it.
Hey, talk to me on Snapchat later, and I'll bring you up to speed.
Okay. Are we waiting for some information from you?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Are we?
Since we have a lull here, I got a note from our friend Mike Bird, the Birdman of Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. And it's about the passing of Dr. Johnny Long, who was once a guest in this studio. He was the founder of Sound of the South Band at Troy University.
Yes, he was. Very famous name.
The Dean of Southern Bandmasters passed away at the age of 94 last night.
How about that?
And his funeral will be Thursday, 2 o'clock, First United Methodist Church in Troy. Visitation 2 hours prior to. Yeah, he was pretty amazing.
Oh, he put that, he put them on the map, you know?
He did, and I know that Mr. Bird, who is Mr. Music.
Of course he is.
He was the man that arranged all that for us and brought Mr. Long's incredible legacy to light. So we have lost a great one. It is 20 minutes after 6. We got traffic. Rich has the timeline for the 25th. And, oh, my God, I hope there's some excitement in it.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 northbound on the ramp to Chantilly Parkway. As you get down to the bottom, we've got emergency vehicles there. Watch out. Give them right of way. Also, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge remains closed this morning. They are still doing maintenance and waiting on some inspections, so you will have to take the long way around if you're coming out of Emerald Mountain this morning. The boulevards are beginning to build. We're seeing more and more traffic on the 31s inbound, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it right here. We'll keep you posted throughout the morning. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to CentralAlabamaWorks.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bernie Sanders makes a lot of campaign promises that seem too amazing to be real.
I can make your American dreams come true.
Because he's your Bernie godmother.
Bippity-boppity-boo! Freeze college!
How will all this stuff be paid for? It's magic.
Bippity-boppity-boo! Free healthcare!
Let your Bernie godmother take care of you, and you won't have to do anything for yourself.
Bippity-boppity-boo! $15 minimum wage!
Bernie Sanders 2020.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and bippity-boppity-boo, felons can vote. So, vote for me.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I went to IHOP on National Pancake Day and got a free short stack of pancakes. And then I won pancakes for life. So now I'm pancake rich.
Hey, Dad, can we get a boat?
No, honey, I'm not rich rich. I'm pancake rich.
Come to IHOP on the 25th for a free short stack and a chance to win pancakes for life.
On this National Pancake Day. At 6:26, with the time of the 25th of February, here's your host, Brent Stavis.
55th day of the year, 311 days remain on this IHOP National Pancake Day, as you just mentioned. Happy Mardi Gras, happy Fat Tuesday. Lent begins at midnight tonight. And by the way, it's also National Clam Chowder Day. I love clam chowder.
New England, right?
New England clam chowder.
Turtle soup tomorrow.
Mom and Dad turtle soup tomorrow. Mom and Dad used to make the Manhattan clam chowder. 184 years ago, in 1836, inventor Sam Colt patented his revolver.
Oh, I thought it was the drink.
No, not that. Not that cold. Not that cold. 101 years ago, 1919, Oregon becomes the first state to tax gasoline. You probably know that in Oregon, you do not pump your own gas. And it also, that's true in what other state?
New Jersey.
Correct.
You know, I found that out. Yeah. Same convenience store, I met Danny Aiello as he was walking out, mm-hmm. which is weird enough. You might expect to bump into a star, you know, like in Manhattan, right. or walking around Sunset Boulevard, which happened many times. But coming out of a Sunoco convenience store in northern New Jersey, you don't expect to see a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, no.
Hadn't thought of Sunoco in a long time. Sunoco. That's cool. 1938, the city of Miami gets the first drive-in theater on this date. American drive-in theaters really had their golden age in the 50s, but some Floridians were able to watch movies under the stars in their cars even before then. That Miami drive-in charged a scandalous 35 cents per person, which was more than the average ticket price in an indoor theater, so they had to trim the price to a quarter.
It's also then the first anniversary of somebody being snuck into a drive-in in the trunk of a car.
And fogged up windows. You guys watching the movie? Hey!
That's such a great memory. That's such a great memory. You look around, not just your car, but if you look at others, everybody's windows were steamed up.
Oh, and listen, you got to put that little thing on the window, the speaker thing, with really crappy sound.
Yeah.
But also, remember that little movie, let's all go to the...
I have that.
It's to the whatever you call it. Where you get your food.
The snack bar. The
snack bar, thank you. Hey, you know what they had, too? They had a little, like a playground before the movie starts.
Uh-huh.
You know, the kids could go play in the playground, and you'd be in your jammies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, jammies. Yeah. Until you were too old for jammies.
I thought I can't figure out how I labeled it. You know my brain, Jay. How would I have labeled that? Let's all go to the drive.
Let's all go to the snack bar.
Snack bar.
Let's see. The lobby. I don't know.
That could lobby. Be. Hold it there. Let me check intermission.
Intermission, yeah.
Mm.
Let me check lobby real quick.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
Either. Probably not.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Well, we're going to have to do it on
YouTube.
There's
a good reason.
I suck at this job.
We're going to have to do it on YouTube. 1957, Buddy Holly, Holly and the Crickets recorded what would be their first hit song, That'll Be the Day. 63, the Beatles released their first U.S. number one single, and that's Please Please Me. 56 years ago in 1964, 7-1 underdog Cassius Clay beats Sonny Liston to claim the world heavyweight boxing title. After the fight, Clay shouted, "I shocked the world!" The next day, he announced that he had converted to Muslim, and he became Muhammad Ali. Now, our song of the day on this Fat Tuesday. Now, we all know that Mardi Gras began in Mobile, so don't get on me. But we'll pick a New Orleans song here in this particular case, a song about New Orleans, because just like in Mobile tonight, it'll be rocking and rolling in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street. How about a little LaBelle, 1974?
Give it a go.
Goes on and on and on. Little did we know that Doris Day did that in the 50s.
You're kidding.
I am kidding.
Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah. I want to hear Doris Day sing that if it's true.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be in New Orleans will be. 1984, Jump by Van Halen starts a 5-week run at number one on the charts. Highly overplayed song.
I had a thought about this, and I know we're running short for time, but if there was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just for song intros,
yeah,
that would be one of them, and I think Paint It Black would probably be in there.
Well, and yesterday's Build Me Up Buttercup. That was that's a good one. That's just a great song.
Yeah. Not the song itself, just the intro.
Intros, yeah.
Just iconic intros like Tom Sawyer, Rush.
Okay.
You know?
Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. Oh, it's just a great intro. It's just a great intro. All right, so 34 years ago in 1986, Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie won Song of the Year for We Are the World. Singer-songwriter Courtney Love, on this date in 92, weds Kurt Cobain. They did it on Waikiki Beach in Honolulu. Which, by the way, is just an ordinary beach. It's one of the most famous beaches in the world, but it's not spectacular. The Royal Hawaiian is right there, though, the pink building where you get pina coladas. 1995, at a private party for 1,200 select guests at the closing night of Frank Sinatra's Desert Classic Golf Tournament. Frank, this is 95 now, sang before a live audience for the last time. His closing song was, "The Best Is Yet to Come." On this date in 2005, the BTK killer, Dennis Rader, captured by Wichita police and the FBI, sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. Actor Bill Paxton died on this date in 2017.
Remember that? That was a shocker.
Yeah. Actresses, birthdays. Actor Rashida Jones is 44. She was in The Office in Parks and Recreation. 98 Degrees singer, boy band, Justin Jeffrey is 47. Julio Iglesias Jr., 47 today. That's Julio's son. Sean Austin, who played a bunch of things. He's currently in Stranger Things, but he was Rudy in Rudy! Carrot Top is 55. Sally Jesse Raphael is 85. George Harrison, we reported yesterday, likes to celebrate the 24th for his birthday, but his birth certificate says this date, the 25th. Countdowns, 12 days till the time change. 23 days till spring, 29 days till the first MLB regular season game, play ball, Easter in 47 days, and SEC football in 197 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 6:35.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yummy!
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Little movie in black and white, right?
Yeah, you know, whenever you hear an old school jingle like that, you think back to the recording session.
Right.
You think back of all these nerds,
yeah,
you know, leading
in front of a microphone. Yeah.
The five neat guys. Oh, let's all go to the lobby. It's 6:35. Our TV topic today, are your morning habits normal or strange? We'll find out.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
So the showers that, you know, continued through much of the nighttime hours are gone now. And a mostly cloudy, mild day today with a high temperature around 69. So behind cold front number one, which was the wet front, it's not cold, but there are two other fronts coming. Colder tonight, low 48. Breezy tomorrow with winds gusting to 20, high 59. But then Arctic front arrives by, let's say, sometimes Wednesday afternoon, which turns Wednesday night sharply colder, low 31. A raw day and breezy on Thursday, high 49. A very cold morning on Friday morning. We start off at 29 around dawn. Another reinforcing cold front arrives by Friday evening, which means Friday night will be cold. It'll be chilly Saturday. Saturday night will be cold. And then warmer Sunday. I think we're in the mid-60s by Sunday. Right now, this morning, west winds at 4 miles per hour. Temperature is 60 at 6:37.
There are occasions around every corner. It's kind of a year-round thing. We always get focused on things like Valentine's Day and Christmas. But there's birthdays, anniversaries.
Time change.
The time change. Celebrate it all with a new watch.
Look, I got you, honey.
A new watch to celebrate the time change, and I customized it for you at Brian, Julie, and Bradley. How about that for on the fly?
You have my daylight saving time, honey.
That's coming up, what, next week?
12 days, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, not far off.
Sunday the 8th at 3 a.m.
Notice the days are already getting longer, too, because when I leave here at 6, there is still some sunlight in the western sky. And we are making the inexorable march to June 21st on the longest day of the year.
Yeah.
That said, let's get back to the focus here, which is Brian, Jewelry, and Bradford. Now, the best thing you can do is think ahead to the next occasion, the next event that's on your list. Stop by and see Lynn and Kenny and their great team at Brian Jewelry and talk ideas for the person you're shopping for. They will ask probative questions to get a better idea of who it is you're shopping for, make suggestions based on that. And that way, you're going to hit a home run with that gift. It won't be, I just threw money at something so I'd have something. Hey, I put some thought into this. I made this just for you. And that's what Brian Jewelry's been doing. They're in their seventh decade now. ShopBrianJewelry.com. My daughter loves that website. In fact, has a couple of things coming from her birthday that I found on her secret wish list, which Lynn told me about, which I didn't even know was there. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. 1778 East Main in Prattville. I think we have time for traffic before we hit TV, right?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic a little after 6:30. We had an accident earlier, I-85 northbound at the bottom of the ramp to Chantilly Parkway. We're hoping that they've about got that one cleaned up, but please use caution there. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed again today. They are still working on it. You'll have to use an alternate route into Montgomery. Once again, we are seeing a lot of congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. More and more cars in on Troy Highway, East-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic. Use caution wherever you are this morning and buckle up. We'll keep you updated on the traffic. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burt's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Landmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit?
Found that most people use their phone as an alarm and check it when they wake up, but it also found that only 25% of people make their bed or shower in the morning.
All right, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. I think you guys know a thing or two about a morning routine. Hey, guys.
Yeah. You know, so I bet everybody on this panel except me uses your phone to wake up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have four separate alarms set starting at 2:22.
Right.
I wake up with the first one, but the others kind of remind me of where I should be at in my preparation routine.
So I'm one of the 2%.
Not in bed. Right.
Yes.
I'm one of the 2% that still uses a clock radio and music to wake me up.
I have one of those.
I'm with you, Rich. I do, too. Oh,
okay. All right.
I have one of those old buzzer types.
Then my cell phone is my backup.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what
no.
I was going to say. That percentage is so slim because you, Rich, you said you get up on your first alarm.
Yeah.
That's why that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, well, I have two backups.
I just cut the alarm off.
Yeah. I have Alexa's a backup, and the phone is a backup. But
you know, when the first one goes off, even if you have a snooze, even if you hit the snooze, how can you go back to sleep? Because you know in 9-10 minutes it's going to go off again, and then you're going to be really upset.
Well,
you can go back to sleep.
You can.
The
you
best
can go back
4 minutes of sleep that I get.
That motivates you to hit the pillow harder. But
I'm
you're like, I can do this. Yeah.
Now, I found that interesting that only 25% of people have showers every morning. I mean, that's part of my morning ritual. 44% of people shower the night before.
There are people that do that.
That's Andrew. Andrew's a night shower.
Yeah,
I do mornings.
I have this down to a routine in the mornings where I can be out the door in 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow.
Well, how do you do your hair?
Picked out. Tie is tied. That doesn't happen until I get here. I do that at 4:30.
See, I couldn't do that.
That's why I put my contacts in. Uh-huh. Shower the night before. Everything is done, so I literally just have to get dressed. My dogs don't go out in the morning. They know that it's still too early to be going outside.
Really?
They don't even want to go outside at that point.
It sounds like Andrew's middle name should be Some Assembly Required. All these little installs.
I definitely think that's perspective for sure, too, because the way a lot of people are like, hey, you know, you take a shower in the morning, it wakes you up. Yes, that makes sense, but the way I see it is I'm like, that's 15 more minutes that I do not have to be up. So I shower the night before as well because I'm like, all I have to do is pick out like dresses picked out on the back of the door. I just
y'all go to bed a lot later too.
Yeah,
I know me and
true.
Rich like we're in bed like
6:30. Yeah. 6:30.
I'm not even home most days.
See, y'all they don't go to bed till after 10.
Well, you're kidding me. You're kidding me.
During the day,
I texted.
That doesn't mean that's normal.
Yeah.
I texted Rich the other day and noticed the time was like 6:30 and I thought, oh my God, I hope I didn't wake him up.
Yeah.
Then I realized, it's Saturday and he stays up till 7 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big boy on Saturday.
Me and Jalea were texting Sunday night about a news story, ironically, and I was looking at the clock and I was like, it is 10:15 and we are both awake. This is going to be a rough Monday morning show.
Depends on how we make it. There you go.
Sunday nights, do you have more trouble falling asleep Sunday night, getting ready for the week than any other night? I do. That's my worst night.
Yes.
I have trouble motivating myself because I'm like, I've been sleeping in all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stored up.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't work like that, but I'm stored up on sleep.
And, like, you know, you feel like you've had less of your day because if you slept until 7, that's, you know, I'm up 3-4 hours later than I normally would have. So, like, I feel like it takes me a little bit longer to get into the routine. But luckily Sundays are more chill, I think, so I don't feel as reluctant to go to bed.
We've talked about this before. Now, we have breakfast in the morning here.
Yes, they do.
But there are a lot of people that do not touch breakfast at all in the morning, right?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have it later?
Yeah. For me, it just depends on what the breakfast is. Like, I had breakfast this morning, which is like...
What'd you have?
I love breakfast food, but I'm not... But I just know that I don't have a Greg to make these things. So I'm like,
There is a handsome prince out there that will do that for you, Jalea.
There is a handsome prince. I offered Jalea my protein shake, but I mean, she
like,
just
doesn't. And I used to drink that for a little bit, but I go in waves of like what I like, and just like after 3 weeks, I'm done with it, and I'm back to just drinking water for breakfast.
Right. You just said
rap. Think about those types of things.
So too I'll wrap this remote about that.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
You guys
one.
Have a great Tuesday.
See ya. Have a good one.
We're such silly people. That actually went a lot better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Well, no, I like the topic. In fact, that's kind of what I'm... I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get my magazine column today.
Oh, man. And you really let it go down to the timeline.
Well, I'm kind of... I write best... That's why you do the blogs and you have those up at a specific time. And you do it...
Well, my TV thing.
I got to do this once a month.
My Thursday night TV thing. I make sure that's done on... I did it yesterday, Monday, you know.
So but I'm not happy with my topic. It's not coming out funny. I don't feel funny.
Okay.
I should do what Steve Martin always recommended.
What's that?
Recommended? That's what.
No,
somebody...
no, shut up.
He says what he does before every performance is puts a slice of bologna in each of his shoes because it makes him feel funny. I believe you'll find that on Let's Get Small. Okey-dokey. Our Cheap and Trashy is coming up next. It's pretty lame. Here's your Fox News replay.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump wrapping up a business roundtable on the second day of his India trip, where he and the Indian Prime Minister held their fifth meeting in just 9 months.
They said that they forged an even closer relationship than they have had before. They talked about increased military-to-military cooperation in the fight against terrorism. A little bit more thorny issue, though, is what to do about trade.
Fox's John Roberts in New Delhi. Stock futures in the U.S. pointing up after the Dow's worst sell-off in 2 years on coronavirus fears.
The vast majority of cases are in China, but there's new concern about other countries. South Korea saying it intends to test more than 200,000 members of a church linked to an outbreak there.
Fox's Simon Owen. And former president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, has died, according to Egyptian state TV. He was 91. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tuesday!
Fat Tuesday!
Tuesday!
Watch women flash their
for worthless beads!
Tuesday!
See a drunk redneck take his shirt off!
And take on an entire fat house!
Tuesday! See a co-ed try to make out!
With a police horse!
Anyone could get a lower back tattoo they'll regret for the rest of their life on Sunday!
But that wouldn't be as fun as doing it on...
Tuesday!
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 Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Be there.
Be there. Oh, officer, I couldn't hold it. Oh.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, a star-studded send-off for Kobe Bryant last night in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. Just about anybody who's anybody in basketball, sports, entertainment was there, hosted by the Grim Weeper, Jimmy Kimmel. And the first memorial I've ever heard a sound clip of that included the word MF-er.
Oh, yeah.
From Shaq, yeah.
Yeah, from the, in the first half hour we played that.
You know, for a guy who, he's on TV like every 20 seconds for the General.
Mm-hmm.
Those are getting annoying. Now it's Papa John's.
Yep.
Yep.
You don't need to go there. Pete Davidson wants to be a dad.
So there. He lost his dad when he was, what, seven?
7 years old.
Yeah.
Says, I'm at the point where, like, maybe I should adopt. Hey, there's beautiful women out there that seem to love you. Why not?
He does seem to draw them, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, there's rumors. But we don't discuss rumors on this show. We only deal in fact. About Pete.
Oh.
Hey, we have a Menthol Meredith coming up. She crashed a wedding. I thought she'd be talking about Mardi Gras or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Menthol Meredith crashed a wedding, and it's pretty funny, and that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. The official Ghostbusters Twitter account, I noticed this yesterday because you mentioned it too.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis had passed away 6 years ago yesterday. And the official Ghostbusters Twitter account took note. They are, how do you know, they're going to do another Ghostbusters with Bill Murray. Who else is left from that original cast?
All of them except Harold.
Yeah. For some reason, I just don't think that's a good idea.
To do another movie?
Another Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Why is it not a good idea?
Well, maybe there's a premise to it that I haven't considered, but as we all know, there seems to be a lack of original ideas now. And seeing all these guys, when they were cool, you know, in the 80s and hip and all that, is what's her name, the alien woman?
Sigourney Weaver?
Is she going to be in it?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
I don't see her name on the list.
Probably. I haven't heard anything about that. That's a good question, though.
Big story yesterday, Harvey Weinstein going to prison.
He is a registered sex offender now.
Yeah.
And early morning headlines said he's in the hospital because of chest pains.
Yeah, well, when they fix that up, he'll... Uh-huh. Off to prison he goes.
Yeah. His attorney told reporters Harvey was shocked by the verdict. Supposedly, if you have enough money, you can buy your way out of any trouble.
Right.
He kept saying over and over again, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? I'm innocent, I'm innocent. And he'll be sentenced on March 11th. I'll get that news as I'm driving down to visit Mademoiselle Goose. So, oh, and then...
Does that mean that the Los Angeles charges, because he's going to prison, would be... They wouldn't bother?
No.
Oh, no, they are.
He's going to face those charges in L.A. Oh.
At some point, they have to transport him from New York over to California, where he will appear in court.
Now,
I hope they put him on a Greyhound. Just...
But, so, let me go one step further. He's going to be at Riker.
Yes.
And let's say he gets convicted in Los Angeles. Did they switch to a California prison? How does that work?
I don't know. His sentence will probably be carried out. Whatever his sentence there is will probably be carried out either at Rikers or at whatever prison, you know.
Mm-hmm. The judge could rule that the sentences would run concurrently.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or in a worst case scenario for him, and who cares if it is, when you're done serving your time in Rikers,
you go to the other one.
To jail here in California.
And serve your time there.
Yeah, so his life is going to
And you're right over there on a bus.
That's right.
From New York to Los Angeles.
Let's see. Netflix will be revealing its top 10 movies and TV shows. I don't really understand.
Top 10 of all time?
They decided to give users a peek at their data in the form of top 10 lists that will show you the most popular content in your country.
Yeah, because they used to not, you would not know how...
You'll be able to see separate top tens for movies and TV on those tabs, and they'll be updated on a daily basis.
Interesting.
You know what the story has? Who, what, where, when, why? The when. When does it start? It doesn't say. Bad journalism.
Yes, it is.
The NFL might drop pass interference challenges.
Why?
It says because they're useless. They tried to fix the controversy surrounding pass interference no calls in last year's playoffs by adding a system for pass interference challenges past season.
Oh, so you won't be able to challenge it.
Right, yeah, they're still going to make the calls.
Officials rarely overturned whatever the call was on the field.
Pass interference is, that's usually not one. It's not really one you usually challenge. Normally you're challenging... was he offsides?
Or was that a catch?
Was
or
that
fumble?
A catch that was inbounds or outbounds? Yeah. Rarely do you challenge a pass interference.
Anybody want to hear a list of The Bachelors ranked from most to least dramatic?
No.
Never watched
That's
one
good.
Episode in my
That's good.
Life.
We're skipping that.
Dustin Diamond says Saved by the Bell is not the same without Screech. The Wilhelm Scream playing the role of Screech.
Mean The fugitive, not a fugitive, but he's kind of a...
He's got issues.
He's in trouble.
Let's see, what else do we have here in our little mini notes? Juicy Smollett, as Dave Chappelle calls him, pled not guilty to renewed charges that he staged his own hate crime attack, which he did, and he may be facing more than the 6 charges he was hit with yesterday. LeBron James seriously considering a run for president. Well, that will be fun. And...
Why?
That's right. Well, nobody will tell him the truth, so why not? I guess, a lot of people laughed at Donald Trump when he came down the escalator at Trump Tower. In fact, even the people that produce stuff for us said, oh, this will be comedy gold. How are you guys doing with that comedy gold anyway? 6:56, Fox News is just a few minutes off. We'll update traffic for you. And Menthol Meredith crashed a wedding. You don't want to miss that right after the top of the hour. Jones Brothers Roofing, I'll bet they're getting some calls because we've had inches. How many inches so far this year?
We're just over 10 inches at the airport, 10.11.
Wow. Not for this year.
That's February.
That's just for February.
That's February.
That's a lot of rain. That's
for the year?
A lot of rain.
It's
for the year, we're 17 inches.
Prattville's got 17.
Yeah. What's our normal total for a year?
52.
Okay, so we got a ways to go yet. But we're ahead of the...
We're ahead of the average.
By the time a roof drains and dries out, here comes the next batch. So a lot of folks are going to be finding things like water stains in the ceiling. Don't panic when you see that. Just call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. They are in their 8th decade of roof repair and replacement here. And most of what they do is repair. Oftentimes, as a house settles and ages... little tiny cracks will develop, and if it rains hard enough or there's enough wind behind it, sometimes that water will find its way in, stain the ceiling, and your first reaction is, uh-oh, and nobody wants it. I don't even know what a new roof costs. I know it's a lot of money. And if you can put that expense off or not have to have it at all, you would prefer to do that. In fact, I'm getting a little nervous because 2 people in my cul-de-sac have replaced their roofs in the last year.
Yep.
And when they're doing it, you got to kind of consider, is our turn coming? But I just know who's going to do it for us when that time comes, and that's Jones Brothers.
Thank you, Hurricane Ivan, by the way. New roof.
Most of the time, it's just a simple, they trace the source of the leak, they reseal that area so it can't happen a second time, and they've got a painter who can touch up that hideous stain that develops in the ceiling. Jones Brothers also does replacement windows and doors if you're ready for something energy efficient and that will add a touch of fashion to your house, modernize it. We've had them put screen doors on for us. They do a whole bunch of stuff, including screened-in patios, now featuring a roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky so it's usable year-round. Again, 800-264-8009. Browse their entire portfolio of services and accomplishments at jbroof.com.
Stock market futures up 150 this morning.
Good. That's let's good. Hope. Well, yesterday we knew it was going to be a bad day. Let's hope today it reverses. 6:58.
Well, good morning.
morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we head towards 7 o'clock. We've got more and more congestion on the boulevard now. Northeast and East Boulevard filling up with cars. All at the major intersections, we're seeing more cars at Rifle Range Road and Wetumpka Highway. 31 out of Prattville beginning to fill up a bit. Some cars on the East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. And officials are still working that accident. Bottom of the ramp on I-85 northbound at Chantilly Parkway. Use caution there. One word, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed again today. They are working on it. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota.